Florida in Vinoli. We are here at the Christmas fair in Youth Center on Friday, 19th December, and it's quite crowded. Let's see.
Chicken biryani, chicken biryani.
This is the power of pizza. It gives you love. It loves you.
Very healthy, full of coriander, mint.
This is veg barbecue, but actually it's come from South Africa.
Yeah, my name is Sami, and I'm making barbecue called Thousand Hills. There's banana, there's potatoes.
Youth Center is a big playground for children and for adults as well.
That's a flying fox.
Okay. And how it works?
You basically get harnessed and then you climb the tower and then you just go from one place to another.
That's good. Yeah. But you dare it.
Yeah, I did already.
What's next?
This is something I made. Basically, I just bought some PVC pipes. So it's a chamber, and then there's a gas lighter. So you spray some deo in, and you close it, and you put the potato in the barrel. And then, like, when there's an explosion inside, there's pressure.
And the whole thing would
Then fly. That would separate, not the potato.
Potato smash.
It's pretty loud.
Come on. Sometimes it's louder.
One of the Christmas fair highlights is the cake competition. 10 cake bakers present their talent to a jury of volunteers from the audience.
We need someone with wisdom. What's your favorite cake?
Usually it's vanilla cake.
All cake is good cake.
Oh. You have to put down here your number on the look. Okay, out of 10. So like one doesn't like look very good.
8.
Chocolate orange vegan cake.
Vegan cake. Can you explain what you mean vegan cake, Paul?
Vegan cake means that no cows have eaten it. All right, did you put a number down?
Did you like the banana? You got a bit of banana as well?
Yeah.
I like the first two or three. And the last one was very unique.
The winner of the best tasting cake is cake number one. The supramental cake of Sharma. Very good. The most unique cake goes to the apple roses, cake number 9.
Now we have a beautiful performance of classical Indian dance Kathak from New Era Secondary School.
My name is Joshua and I've been here for a long time, 7 years. Me and him are cousins and we're having lots of fun here in Oroville.
And what do you like most?
People, nature, culture. I like this place.
This is a really nice Christmas celebration, but I don't feel like Christmas. It's just hot. There's no snow. And I'm not freezing.
Where are you from?
Germany.
The different kind of stalls with all the different products and all that, and of course mostly the food is good.
How it's changing over the years. I've been coming here for like 20 years now, so.
And everything's good.
Chinga Saroba, the Oroville Kapoora group is here. See lots of stalls where people do their Christmas shopping. Christmas fair has its own currency, which can be changed in the bank bus. Here we speak to Roshan, who's organizing the Christmas fair already a couple of years back, to get to know about the backstage view of the festival.
I kind of took it as how do we want to act? How should we try to be an example? Like, let's try to be a bit more environmentally conscious and sustainable and try to reduce our waste. So therefore, we use our recycled currency. We try to keep this fair as upcycled as possible. as natural, as local, as grassroots as possible.
You're happy with this Christmas fair?
Under the circumstances, in the last minute under budget fair we had, I figured, I think it turned out pretty well. We've got lots of positive reviews, and I don't know, I feel that I see a lot of people here, a lot of smiling faces, so I feel like it was successful.
Yeah, but more crowded than the other years.
How I had a feeling this year there was not as many people as there was last year, but that could be wrong. Next year it'll be even bigger.
How many people more or less were helping?
There was probably about 5 people that were solidly dedicated from day-to-day basis, and maybe about another 30 that would come in and out and help when they wanted. This year we had, at least what I feel, I'm a bit stressed out, we had a bit of a flaky sort of volunteers.
You had enough donations?
We had to fix a roof right now after the monsoon, so we were starting off this fair with a minus 10,000 rupee budget. So it was quite hard to get into it, but we managed our way around, and we're like so thankful because it just couldn't happen anywhere else but a place in Oroville. Today, this fair happened because of so many different units and of so many different people. And I think that's kind of what Oroville stands about, and that's what the youth centers stand about too.
This is Krishna from Transition and Shanks from Dusur, two of the performers.
Krishna is surprising the audience with his very fluent Tamil, and he dedicates the song for Anmal.
From the TLC school give their own revolutionary interpretation of the Cats musical.
Remember me? Molly Trushes! We met on the interrupt!
Yeah, great! Those who stay until the end can enjoy the really hot presentation of 6 young professional fire performers.
We are from different schools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we done?
No, we have a teacher. Orevan? I have done 5-6 years already.
Oh,
yeah, many years. Most of us actually have done 5-6. And we've performed here, majorly here.
Thank you.
Alright, you're really good.